Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Johanna, I'm really sorry we put the wrong stings in.
Who's Zoe Larson?
I'm really sorry. We swap them out every week.
We're on alternate weeks.
And we did the wrong one. That's a bit awkward, isn't it?
You know what?
I'm really sorry. It's lovely to have you in the studio. Johanna, how are you?
Thanks. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Hopefully this is not our last time now that I've offended you deeply. This is the end of a beautiful friendship.
That's absolutely fine. Zoe's actually here today. She's on the front.
Shout outs to Zoe, who's on reception.
Hey, Zoe.
We love you too.
We love you.
We've also got Kura Forrester in the studio. Morena.
What's up?
What's up, guys?
What's up?
How's it going?
It's going real good, thanks.
What are we talking about this morning, everybody? What's happening in the theatre?
Kura's in a show!
Nice!
That opens next week with Massive Company.
Yo, it's called Half of the Sky.
Oh my god, and it's written by Lenny James.
Yeah, he's a big deal.
He is. He's in Line of Duty.
Yeah, and Walking Dead.
Christ.
He's my friend, guys. Like, we've had drinks and stuff together.
You have not. What does he drink?
We drank, I think, a cocktail. What are those? Margaritas.
Oh, fresh and fruity, refreshing.
The last time I hung out with him. Hi, Sarah. How are you, mate?
Oh, good, mate. See you at home.
I can see you at home.
It's all going in the BFM studios this morning.
I know, there's a bit of a jazzy energy, isn't there?
It's Friday. Everyone's feeling it today, I reckon. And yes, the weather. I think people get weird when it's rained and it's not rained for a while.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It's the rain. Classic. So tell me more about this show. You've got such an amazing cast, eh? I was looking at it this morning being like, holy shit.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So Max Palamour is coming back to tread the boards after many years.
Awesome.
And he's an old school massive actor. And he is half his size than he used to be. He got his stomach stapled. I don't know if that's a reason to come to the show, but he is an incredible performer. And he and I play
lovers?
Potential lovers.
Oh,
will they get together? Yeah. So there's Max, and then there's Pat Tuffer, young Pat Tuffer, who's on West Side. You might remember him as young Falani from West Side. So he's beautiful, very funny, really playful. He's also snapped his Achilles, so he's going to be doing the show in a cast, and it's amazing.
That's great.
Wow.
So many reasons to come, guys. Then there's Afena Rose Ashby, and she is the bomb diggity. She plays my middle sister. And then Grace Palmer.
Great last name.
Of Shortland Street fame.
Right?
Maybe we're related. Who knows?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, maybe you are. She's from Whangarei. Where are you from?
I'm from Christchurch.
Okay.
Maybe not. That's awesome, though.
Yeah.
Heaps cool of cool cast. People in that show.
Very cool cast. Afi is the bomb, truly. Yeah. And Grace was on Shortland Street for a long time.
She was, yeah. I don't remember that, but yes.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
What's the gist of the show? What's the vibe?
Okay, so it's set over a weekend, and these three sisters are getting together to get some stuff off their chests,
right,
like families do.
Yeah.
And Max and Pat have been working on my house, and they are friends. And they're kind of like cousins almost by the end. Like, they're really part of the family. And so as the play goes on, a lot of stuff gets revealed and then it sort of explodes. So it's all about family dynamics. So anyone with a family is going to enjoy this show because you basically...
I love it. Universal.
Yeah, it really is. Like, you're just like, oh, I so know that sister or that person in the family that pushes those buttons. So it's based off true stories as well. So about a year ago, Lenny came over, and this is how he writes his plays, especially for Massive. So he got us all together and he asked us to tell him stories about love, loss, winning and losing. And from those stories he's written this play, so it's based on us as well.
That's really cool. That must feel awesome to perform in something that you're kind of like, there's a little bit of me too.
Absolutely, it's pretty special.
And because this is the first time in ages that Massive has done a play.
Yes, usually
like
our
text.
Yeah, usually our stuff is devised, so any fans of Massive will love it too because it's a bit different, but it's still got our flavour in there as well. So it's very theatrical and beautiful, and it's cool sound and things like that. So there's really something for everyone in this one, guys.
I'm really excited. What's your favourite bit? Okay, two questions.
Yes.
What's been your favourite bit about the process of rehearsing it and crafting it with Lenny, and then your favourite bit in the show.
Okay, so just before we came on the radio, I was doing some acting out in that little lounge area to Johanna.
Great, that's what it's for, really.
It was, I would say, Oscar worthy.
What? Guys!
It was...
The BFM Lounge sees some action, I'll tell you what. It gets, you know, bands rehearsing, people, you know, in their candid moments as well. And obviously now an Oscar-winning performance from Kuta Forrester.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
At 10 to 9.
At 10 to 9 on a Friday morning.
10 to 9 on a rainy Friday.
You never know what you're going to get up here.
Yep. So basically by scene two, I am having a pretty high emotional breakdown. And like, yes. I guess one of my favourite things about working with Massive is that I feel like it makes me a better actor working mm-hmm. in that sort of process, because you just have to be so on all the time. And it's like being in a gym for acting. So that's probably been my favourite part, is like trying to be good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Doing learning on the
As
go.
Opposed to what I usually do, which is
just phoning it in. Phoning it in all the time.
Do you find also there's something about, like, how often do we get to do, like, texts, plays?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, hardly, maybe, like, once a year. So yeah. It's nice to have that...
It is.
Structure to sink your teeth into.
Yeah, I'm a real theatre geek, really. And I keep reminding myself that. I'm like, oh, I love this. I love learning my lines and, like, figuring it all out. And
Yeah,
it's pretty fun.
So if people want to head along and check it out, what are the details for that?
Okay, it opens next Wednesday. I'd really love everyone to come. I know I ask people to come to a lot of stuff, but this is a goodie. So qtheatre.co.nz. You can book a ticket. They're pretty cheap. If you can't afford one, just text me and I'll hook you up. I think we're on till the 26th.
Yes, and you guys are upstairs in the loft, eh?
Yes.
Yeah. Beautiful space.
Very exciting.
Beautiful space.
Thank you so much, Kuta, for coming in and chatting to us about that. Is there anything else people should be keeping their ears and eyes out for in the theatre world this weekend?
Speaking of Q, the other show that opens at Q next week is called Owls Do Cry, and it's by Red Leap Theatre Company, and I've absolutely...
She's having a stroke.
I'm having a minor stroke in the radio. It's kind of like a physical and visual and oral response to Owls Do Cry by Janet Frame.
Oh, cool.
And that opens next Friday in the Rangatira AQ. And they just premiered it down in Oamaru for the Waitaki Arts Festival.
Awesome.
Which is the birthplace of Janet Frame.
So. It is. It's also the steampunk capital of the world.
And you know that I was there this week. Oh, my God, let me tell you, the mechanical crab is something else.
It's a really wild place down there. If you haven't been to the steampunk capital of the world, not just New Zealand.
No, the world.
The literal world.
The world. They really fleece you, though. They charge $10 entry.
Ooh.
But, look, it was worth it.
Okay,
it
that's
was
good to hear. That's good to hear.
Yeah, but that opens next Friday, and that is also at Q, so there's a lot on at Q at the moment, which is very exciting.
Well, thank you both so much for popping in this morning and chatting to us,
thanks
Johanna and Kuta Forrester.
Pleasure.
Everyone go check out Kuta's show. It's going to be brilliant. You can also go and maybe see a movie this weekend at the Vic Devonport. If you would like to go to a movie at the Vic, we've got a double pass to give away to any of the films that they're screening. They've also got very tasty gelato out there, and it is a beautiful old theatre. So text us now at 5395 with your name, your B card number, and the word The Vic.
That was Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove, brought to you by The Vic Devonport.
Thanks, Johanna.